Investigative reporter Matt Katz has been searching for his biological father for most of his life. But it wasn't until years later that he realized he was on the wrong journey altogether. In the new podcast series, Inconceivable Truth, even as Matt discovers who he is and where he came from, it doesn't make his journey any easier. Hi, I'm Jason Hoke, CEO of Waveland, and my audio network is on a mission to bring you wildly entertaining stories that you've never heard told like this before. And I have to say, this one is one of the wildest and most fascinating personal stories I've ever heard. Spending time with Matt as he's gone on his quest has been incredible. You feel like you're right there with him. You're just seconds away from a special preview of the new series called Inconceivable Truth. Inconceivable Truth is available now on all popular podcast platforms. Here's a sneak peek.
I don't have memories of us as a family. I was little when my parents divorced, and my father seemed to almost disappear, showing up late for his scheduled weekly visits, or not at all.
You knew how to read an analog clock before anybody else of your age, because he was always late, and you would always look at the clock. You would know he's supposed to come at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock came, and he didn't come.
I didn't know where my father Warren lived. I didn't have his phone number. I didn't know the truth about him. But all of my questions about who my father was, turns out I wasn't asking the right questions at all. After I took a DNA test, the results blew up my world. That's when I found out that the secrets about my family went far deeper.
This is my question for you. Did you and Warren get any fertility help?
Yeah, we did.
Is it possible there was a sperm donor? I don't think it's my father.
Holy shit.
This guy who caused like so much emotional kind of angst was a fucking stranger to me.
I'm Matt Katz, and I've been a reporter for more than 20 years. But now, I'm on the hardest story I've ever worked on. My own. And what I'm finding out is turning out to be way stranger and more personally intense than anything I've ever investigated before. At the heart of it all is a mystery about my family that I need to solve.
Your whole life, actually, from middle school onwards, has been about, what's my identity? Who am I?
We know that the DNA is the truth. Everything else is just a story. Finding the truth, and if it's not what you want it to be, if you can deal with that kind of stuff, then jump in. If you are somebody who would have a difficult time adjusting to anything that's not the story you've been told, it may not be for you.
I've spent 7 years looking for answers.
So okay. If you go down the road here, literally over the mountain there.
Okay.
If you go into the shop, she might tell you where.
What shop is it?
There's just one shop.
Just one shop.
But when it comes down to it, there's only one person who really knows the truth. And I'm not going to stop until I find him.
I know he was in New York in the 70s. Yeah. He was there.
I make cold calls all the time for work. Like, I call the relatives of crime victims. I call dirty politicians who don't want to talk to the media. I'd be scared shitless to make that call, though.
From Waveland and Rococo Punch, this is Inconceivable Truth.
People sometimes believe what they want to believe as far as that's concerned. It becomes the truth, let's put it that way.